When a terrorist organization or any organization is designated as a foreign terrorist outfit, or any individual is designated as a foreign terrorist, can he or she or that particular organization can open an account with Facebook or Google, because they are U.S. companies, and in the FTO, they are any U.S. organization, like citizens, are banned for having any interaction with them?
Well, when activity is sanctioned, it does give the U.S. government broad latitude to talk to our companies about the way these sanctions are to be implemented. So each case is different, and we evaluate each case individually. There are, as you can imagine, circumstances where it might be advantageous for accounts to stay open. I'm not going to go any further than that.
For instance, Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan last week opened an account on Facebook and is seeking applications from journalists for, as writers, videographers. Is that any violation of FTO? Is it okay with this?
Again, I'm going to send you to the Department of Justice on that particular one.
Okay. Actually, it raises an interesting point, because the, when you do open an account on one of these things, you actually have to enter into a contractual agreement with the company by clicking on the box after not reading the long disclaimer
You didn't read it when you opened your account?
No. Does anybody? Unless they're, and I don't know, maybe Al-Qaeda is reading it. But it raises an interesting question, I think. Can those, maybe Elle can answer this, I mean, can those contracts be, because it says you can't, when you're either a FTO or a specially designated global terrorist, you're not allowed to do business with, or Americans are barred, presumably that includes American companies, are barred from doing business with these people, and having an account is doing business with them, even if no money is changing hands. So can we find out if that is a potentially sanctionable
I'm going to take it in the form that you've just given me. So yeah,